football on off the ball.
She is really turning into one of those, like, you know, true classy modern centre-backs, able to play but also able to do the kind of the hard gritty game.
Join in the obsession.
Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Rugby Daily on Off the Ball.
Hello there, and you're very welcome to Friday's Rugby Daily with me, Anne-Marie Donlan. Coming up, Leinster and Ulster name teams for URC quarter-final, Dan Sheehan on what he expects the opposition to bring, and Ronan O'Gara and Alan Quinlan respond to those comments coming from South Africa. But first, Leinster and Ulster have named their teams for tomorrow's United Rugby Championship quarter-final, which is at the Aviva Stadium. 12 of the players who started the Investec Champions Cup final return for Leinster. Among them is James Ryan, who will captain the side. Gary Ringrose remains absent as he continues to recover from a shoulder injury, while Ross Byrne will start at out half. Stuart McCluskey then has been passed fit for Ulster. He's one of three changes from their defeat to Munster last weekend. Ulster have of course beaten Leinster twice this season, once in January and again last month. There was just 1 and 2 points in the difference, and Leinster know they need a win tonight to keep their hopes of winning a first trophy since 2021 alive. Leinster hooker Dan Sheehan has been outlining what they need to learn from those defeats.
We weren't going to brush over that game. I think you could easily just say, oh, forget about that, it's too ugly to look at. But no, we looked at it in good detail last week and learnt our lessons, and we need to definitely take some of those lessons into... We took it into last week. I thought you could see a good change in what we were focusing on last week, and definitely for the next couple of weeks, hopefully, and this game on Saturday against Ulster, still those points will be definitely relevant, especially probably around the breakdown. And our turnover rate is still too high last week as well as against Toulouse. Yeah, there's definitely confidence in their game at the moment. We've played them twice this year and lost, so you know they're definitely a team that we need to put maximum focus on. They control the game real well, great kicking game, and then some brilliant individuals that can strike when needed. So yeah, we'll do a good bit of work now this week on how we can manage that game better. We'll look back at those two games we played them already and make sure that we take our lessons from that and apply them for the weekend.
Dan Sheehan there on Leinster's URC quarter-final against Ulster, which is at the Aviva Stadium tomorrow night. Elsewhere, there have been some strong comments from Damian D'Alande this week. He has said he believes that Andy Farrell is not able to motivate Ireland to the same extent as South African coaches drive the Springboks because he's English. Double World Cup winner D'Alande, who played here with Munster, was speaking just a month out from Ireland's tour of South Africa. He says he believes that coaches coming from their own countries can be more effective in motivating players. Ronan O'Gara was on Off the Ball Breakfast this morning and he has responded to these comments.
A completely different mindset. I never worked under Razzie, but maybe that's, I think he's very good at that, mindset of creating a story to drive his players to create a siege mentality. But I think there's some times you have to, you're talking about the double world champions here, the fact that they're at home. So maybe there's bad blood between the teams. I wasn't aware that there is or there was, but there's definitely a consistent trend where South African players feel that they haven't got the respect that they deserve, whether that's from the playing group or whether it's from the media. But there's obviously some bee in their bonnet about that. But I think, is that driven by the players, or is it driven by the coaching group, or is it driven by their environment in general? So time will tell us on that front. You know, I think everyone would love to be South Africa, and the fact that they have put back-to-back World Cup winning campaigns, which is a fantastic feat, and it's an achievement that is unbelievably respected around the world. So they have a home series, and I saw those comments this morning, and it was a little bit strange to see that that's, I suppose, preoccupying their thoughts at the minute. But maybe that's just their way of kicking the can down the road to get some work done to buy them times before they feel they have their plan ready for Ireland.
It's working, is what you're saying. Whatever it is, it's working. What
It's worked at the highest level.
And here's what Alan Quinlan had to say on it.
Damien D'Olenda admits himself they were rubbish and they were terrible. And like, really,
that was a bad World Cup from.
Realistically, they were just all over the shop. They've created this thing that we've totally disrespected them. I grew up watching South Africans and New Zealand and great matches. And Jesus, we know where our place
Lads,
is in the rugby kind of ladder.
Cups.
He talks about Andy Farrell, you know, being English and coaching Ireland. And they believe, you know, I thought that was
Andy Farrell.
No, but I thought that was really intriguing again, because it's anything that works for them. I don't agree with it, because I think Andy Farrell is such, he is English, but he's the Irish coach. An incredible
do
job.
Do they even believe it? Or
and
are they
it's incredible.
It
no, I
as
think
an
it's
edge,
just.
You know what I mean?
He was asked to talk about the emotion and the connection and how
he
Ratsy
said,
has
he
done
said,
that.
He said, Andy Farrell is English, so I don't know if he knows much about Ireland and their history and what has happened in the past. And because Ratsy is South African and he loves South Africa so much, he's played for the Springboks and it means so much to him. He knows how to make us tick as South Africans. And
yeah, well, I don't agree with that.
Like, Andy Farrell can't make
I don't agree with that, you know, because I think Andy Farrell is an incredible motivator and all the, you know, other, when he coached Lions tours. It is, yeah. And look, it's maybe what they've created. They've created this kind of edge and this bit of a chip on the shoulder type scenario to an incredibly talented,
two World Cups, lads. It's fine. Relax.
There is a sense of it.
We're a pebble in the shoe.
They're a powerhouse in rugby. And what the problem for everybody else is, you have someone with such a good rugby brain who's continuously trying to improve and find different ways. And you get that in the book as well from Ratsy.
Yeah.
Even in business and any little business dealings he did growing up.
To listen to both of those conversations in full, become an Off the Ball member now. And that's all for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the Off the Ball Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you every day for free. But for now, thanks for listening.
Rugby Daily on Off the Ball.